I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. A 38-year-old woman is dead after a fire overnight in a home in the Bronx. Our Glenn Shuck is following the story. He joins us now live.
And it's a pretty devastating scene here. I'm at East 212th Street near Livonia Avenue here in the Williamsburg section. The firefighters called here overnight. The house was fully involved with a fire here. It's a two-story home here. When they finally extinguished it about 3 o'clock this morning, this 38-year-old woman that neighbors identify as Tracy was taken from here lifeless. According to witnesses, they were trying to revive her. She was pronounced dead at Jacoby. Again, this fire breaking out about 2 this morning. Now, the debate has been about who was actually living here. One neighbor tells me that this woman was living alone, but several neighbors have gone to talk to the media to say that they believe that there were squatters living in this house, possibly 3 or 4 people, and that Tracy was among them. Now, that is what is being investigated. The NYPD are here actually at the scene. The cause is still under investigation. So again, the cause doesn't believe to be suspicious, Linda, but who was living here could be, and that's what we're trying to find out right now. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here in the Williamsburg section of the Bronx.
And gunfire last night in Brownsville, Brooklyn, leaves an 11-year-old shot in the arm. Police say they were called to the Brownsville houses at 324 Howard Avenue about 11 last night, where they found the 11-year-old with a bullet wound in the left arm. Investigators believe he was shot in the hallway of the building. He was taken to Maimonides Medical Center, where he's listed in stable condition and thankfully expected to recover. But it's unclear at this point what sparked the violence. Police say the search for the gunman continues. Well, it will be a lot more fun place to vote than a school cafeteria. The American Museum of Natural History will now serve as an early voting site. Currently, the early voting site for that area of the Upper West Side is the William O'Shea Complex, which is home to 3 schools for 1,500 students. And Councilwoman Gail Brewer says the days of early voting there cause huge disruptions.
The schools and the parents and the teachers are very upset about it because sometimes it takes out an auditorium, sometimes a gym, sometimes a cafeteria. And that means that the students for 9 days of early voting cannot participate in that room and all the activities.
Brewer says she hopes more public places can follow suit and become early voting sites like the Natural History Museum. Early voting will begin there with the upcoming primary elections in June. An assembly district leader in Brooklyn, who's a prominent criminal justice activist, is suing top brass at the NYPD. The lawsuit by Dana Racklin says that top police brass circulated information about her 2017 sexual assault and then spread claims that she lied about it. Racklin's lawsuit is the first time she came forward with the allegation of sexual assault. She alleges that after she reported it, at the urging of current NYPD Chief of Department Jeffrey Madry, details of that assault and falsehoods about her were circulated in 2021 and 2022 to attack her reputation because of her outspoken criticism of police, her lawsuit says. The NYPD says it's reviewing the suit but believes that it has no merit. And the search is on for a suspect in a robbery last night in Park Slope, Brooklyn. Police say the victim, a 30-year-old man, was inside High Dive, a bar on Fifth Avenue and Carroll Street, when the subject pistol-whipped him, snatched his $2,400 gold chain and $1,400 in cash, and then made a run for it. Anyone who knows anything about this suspect is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. Meantime, one man is dead, another is injured after a shooting in Brownsville, Brooklyn. Police say officers responding to a 911 call found the victims, a 50-year-old and a 41-year-old, about 8 last night on the corner of Sutter Avenue and Mother Gaston Boulevard in the Brownsville section. No word yet on a motive for this shooting. So far, also, there have been no arrests. Well, don't move your wine glasses back to the edge of the shelf just yet, folks, because it seems our area is still getting hit with aftershocks in the wake of Friday's big earthquake. In fact, there were at least four yesterday alone, including one right in the middle of the eclipse. Fortunately, none of them registered higher than a magnitude 1.6, and no damage has been reported. Still, experts say the aftershocks are likely to continue throughout the week.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser-told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.